Yeah, that's us, the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I just had something pop up where I went into a Facebook video wormhole. You ever have that where one video pops up, then another,
mm-hmm.
you keep on watching?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like on my fourth or fifth one down yesterday afternoon, I started seeing it was like an old like video of like, I don't know, the 80s, 90s and different times of celebrity endorsements. And I was like, oh my God, that doesn't even seem like that person. They're endorsing a product, or it's stars that were, you know, kids back in the day that are adults now that we all know and love. So I'm just going to go through these and you guys can buzz in with who you think they are. I want to see how many of these celebrity endorsements you can figure out.
Even, okay.
And bonus points for fun, because we're not keeping score, if you can actually tell me the product, okay?
All right.
All right, cool. Here we go. Here's your first celebrity endorsement.
Until now, you could only enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants.
Trump.
Are you supposed to buzz in with your name?
Either one. Yeah, if you guys want to buzz in for funsies, sure, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Trump.
Okay, what's it called? What's his thing?
What is his thing? I don't know.
What's the product he's hawking?
USDA beef.
Pork chop? That's wrong.
What's the one that, Omaha Steaks?
America's nope. finest steakhouses, but now that's changed.
Come on, what is it?
Trump Steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word.
Did you ever have
He's still the same.
Yeah, they went out of business. Did you guys ever have a Trump Steak?
No.
I never had one. I wonder what they taste like.
I've never even heard of that before.
All right, you got to listen close, but I think this is an actor that was a kid, like probably early teens, but you'll recognize the voice. You've got to listen to it.
I'll never forget the day I got stuck on Lisa Frank. The stickers were so cool. The colors were awesome. I got to find more. So I go to the store, and wow, there's tons of awesome Lisa Frank. I gotta have it. What more can I say?
They're definitely from the East Coast. Like
yeah,
New
I was
York,
gonna
Jersey.
Say that. Somebody from New Jersey.
You want me to give you a clue?
Yes.
Family Guy.
Oh,
it's the it's
Boston,
Lois
then.
Girl.
It's
Meg. I don't know her
it's
real name.
It's Meg.
No, Meg is Mila Kunis. That's who it is?
Yes.
Lisa and my friends Ashley and Lindsay are going Lisa Frank crazy too. So now we always
She lost that accent, didn't she?
Well, she probably had to, yes. But this is her when she's like 12 or 13. It looks like her. She's a cute little kid.
Life's a total blast. Lisa Frank, you gotta have it.
That is mesmerizing.
She's from Ukraine.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I knew
okay.
that.
I did not know that. I know she's married to Ashton Kutcher and she was on that 70s show. All right. The audio is kind of crummy at the beginning, the first 5 seconds, but you got to listen. There's two guys. I'll tell you which one to listen for. But tell me, this is one of the most famous voices anywhere, but I don't know if you'll recognize it back in this old Listerine commercial.
What do you think of the
Hold
taste
on.
Of Listerine?
Terrible.
This guy.
Oh, I've tried others, but they don't taste as bad. So I stick to Listerine.
Hey, wait
Morgan
a minute.
Freeman.
You say you hate it?
Yes, Morgan Freeman is correct.
Wow.
Yes, have you seen that commercial? Or you just recognize
no,
the voice?
No, I'm just listening to the voices.
Okay, what about this person?
Is fun.
Get out of the sleeper with Fruity Pebbles. A fruity punch for your mouth. Five-knuckle shuffle them in your face.
Buzz in with your name.
Giant flavors smack your taste buds silly. Part of a Fruitalicious complete breakfast. Fruity Pebbles. The chomp is here.
So that's when they were a kid?
No. I said some are older, some are childlike. It's a variety. It's just whatever I could find.
So that guy's got to be pretty old now.
Well, no, this person was not a kid when this one was
right.
there. Somewhere like Mila Kunis was like a little teenage girl.
So he's saying if this is an old commercial and this is clearly a grown man, he's now very old.
Precisely.
Is that true, Joe?
Yeah, he's a grown man. And he was kind of a man in this too. He wasn't a little kid.
Right.
Live the Web Grill. Do you have a guess?
Is that Mr. T?
No, it is not Mr.
Oh,
T.
Good guess.
Here, I'll play a little beginning for you, then I'm going to have you guess.
Get out of the sleeper with Fruity Pebbles. A fruity punch for your mouth. Five-knuckle shuffle them in your face.
I can't think of it.
Giant flavors.
All right, what if I did this for you? What if I did this?
That's John Cena?
That's John Cena.
Oh.
Get out of the sleeper with Fruity Pebbles.
I thought
Pebbles.
It was a black man.
No, it's John Cena, a white
so
man.
As well.
You thought it was a black guy? That's mm-hmm. what I was thinking. I'm trying to think of like black actors, and that is totally not who I was expecting.
All right, what about this guy? I think he has a very distinct voice. And looking into research, looking at this guy, he's got to be one of the most like highly endorsed people of all time. I can't believe how many commercials this person's in.
You know who I am, but you may not know.
Oh,
who
I got
this.
Liv.
That's Shaq.
It is Shaquille O'Neal, yes, and he's speaking for some kind of liquor.
It's the award-winning Madea Vodka from Holland.
He has a very distinguishable
voice.
World's
only personal programmable LED display on the bottle.
Yeah, I was like
what? Very low.
I didn't even know that. Okay, this one I don't think you guys will get, but one of my all-time favorite actors. It's an actress, so I'm helping you out, and it's a guy.
You expect a hemorrhoid medicine to relieve pain and itch.
Ew.
But you get an extra therapeutic action with Preparation H. It helps speed relief to inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue with oxygen action.
I don't know. don't recognize
and I
that
I don't
one.
Think you'll get it because his voice to me sounds different. How about Malcolm in the Middle? That's a clue. First
clue. Frankie Muniz guy?
Not Frankie Muniz. Nope. What about Breaking Bad?
Bryan Cranston?
Yes, Bryan Cranston.
You expect a hemorrhoid medicine to relieve pain and itch, but you get an extra therapeutic action with
that.
Preparation
H. I think this is from like the late 70s or 80s, and he's hawking Preparation H.
Wow.
Okay, I got two more here. Here's one. This person is not an adult, but this is when they were a kid, okay?
Okay.
This is a chunk of super soft bubblegum bubblegum. This is a loud thumping, tune pumping boombox. Both are known for blast. But on the yum is the fun that never blows out. Big mouth busting bubblegum keeps it popping.
Don't recognize that one.
This celebrity has some of the hottest women, but never actually dates any of them that I think are over 25.
It's Bradley Cooper.
Nope. This might help you.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's him for Bubble Yum back in the day. All right, last one. Let's see if you can get this one, Alex. Let's see. Good luck.
Big news from Brown's Chicken.
I know it.
While we've always cooked our chicken in
Steve Carell.
Yes, Steve Carell for Brown's Chicken.
Cholesterol-free cottonseed oil.
Yeah. I did pretty good at this.
We now have cholesterol-free batter, too. So our chicken is cooked completely cholesterol-free.
I love that.
There we go. Hey, if you've got like an old video you think is kind of funny, an old commercial, maybe we could play this game again. Will you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know?